Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hey, everyone. It's Thursday, October 15th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. And on today's show, the latest on LAUSD's plan to test all students and staff for coronavirus, why hundreds of investigations remain open at the LA County Health Department, a civilian oversight commission makes its case against LA Sheriff Alex Villanueva, and we'll have a recap of Wednesday's LA Board of Supervisors debate. The Los Angeles Unified School District made a big national splash this summer when it announced an ambitious plan to regularly test all students and staff for COVID-19. Our education reporter, Kyle Stokes, has an update on the district's progress.
Watchers of the reporter roundup will recall that LAUSD is currently ramping up this ambitious plan to test all of its students and teachers periodically for the coronavirus and do this all on its own. The district in mid-September said they were going to welcome both asymptomatic and symptomatic individuals, people who had potential COVID symptoms, for these tests. But I've heard a lot of parents and teachers reaching out to me saying that because they had symptoms or their child had symptoms, they weren't allowed to make an appointment. Well, we just got word today after some follow-up questions with the district that they are now going to begin allowing these symptomatic individuals to show up for tests. The district officials, including Superintendent Austin Buettner, have said it was always their intention, but they wanted to make sure that the proper safety protocols and procedures were in place.
A new report on the LA County Health Department's oversight of nursing homes finds hundreds of serious investigations are still open. To explain, here's health reporter Jackie Fortier.
Yeah, more than 540 complaints remain unresolved, and they were classified as immediate jeopardy. And that means that a nursing home resident could be severely injured or their life is in danger. Some of these complaints are more than 3 years old. Advocates that I talked to weren't surprised, but they said the employees at fault could have left in that time, or the resident may have died from abuse or neglect. It also means that the nursing home wasn't cited, so other people may have decided to live there without knowing the severity of complaints against the nursing home. The report is part of an investigation by County Inspector General Max Huntsman, and it was launched in June after the health department was criticized for its initial handling of COVID-19 with nursing homes. More reports from him are planned. Just to give you a little context, so far in LA County, more than 2,000 nursing home residents and staff have died since the pandemic began of COVID-19.
On Thursday, LA County's Civilian Oversight Commission met to discuss the leadership of Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who finds himself fighting for his job after a string of controversies and accusations of rampant corruption within the ranks of his department. With more, here's public safety reporter Frank Stoltz.
They took a significant vote. The commission said the sheriff needs to go and called on him to resign. They said that nearly at every turn, the sheriff has blocked progress, blocked reform at the department, including efforts to get rid of deputy gangs. The commission's resolution describes a serious lack of judgment and leadership by Sheriff Alex Villanueva and decries his efforts to block reform. In an extraordinary move, the sheriff opened a criminal investigation last year into Inspector General Max Huntsman trying to block his access to the department. That's just one example brought up by this commission. The vote was unanimous. Some of the panel's most traditionally pro-law enforcement members said the sheriff must go, including former federal judge Robert Bonner and former sheriff's lieutenant J.P. Harris. But even those credentials failed to impress Villanueva. He's been at odds with this commission for a long time. Just this week, he said it was an anti-law enforcement organization. Attempts by the panel to oversee his department, he said, are a proxy war by the Board of Supervisors. This is a resolution. It does not have authority. And so it is merely a call and not an actual, it won't force him to resign.
And finally, On Wednesday, former LA City Council President Herb Wesson and State Senator Holly Mitchell faced off in a live debate. They're both vying for a seat on the powerful LA County Board of Supervisors. Our senior politics reporter, Libby Denkman, moderated that debate, and she's here to give us a recap.
State Senator Holly Mitchell and City Councilman Herb Wesson butted heads on a lot of issues, but the biggest sparks flew when they discussed criminal justice reform. Mitchell criticized Wesson's record on police accountability because he championed Charter Amendment C that passed in 2017 in LA. It gave LAPD officers facing disciplinary proceedings the option to have an all-civilian review panel. Critics say civilians rule in favor of officers more often than experienced command staff.
Is it appropriate to allow a police union to write language to police themselves? And I think the fundamental answer is no. It did not make it better. It took us decades back.
Wesson said the union did not write the measure and argued he worked with the ACLU to ensure the program would be audited. He has since helped to introduce a measure to cut LAPD's budget.
Is it better today than it was before? Yes. Is it perfect? No. But I always believe in moving the ball forward.
The second district includes parts of West and South LA, including Inglewood, Carson, Compton, and Culver City.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your Alexa device to launch LAist or check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.